I was at Barcello's having a mediocre dinner. It wasn't terrible, I guess, but it just wasn't the best either. I've had really good meals there before, so by contrast, I was a little disappointed. I had a chicken sandwich. I guess it was okay. Anyway, on their sound system, they have this music playing, and it's clearly covers of very popular tunes from the last 10, 20 years or so. And it's this female singer, and it's just one cover after another of Maroon 5 and Linkin Park and Katy Perry and who knows what else. I couldn't even identify all of them, but I recognize the songs because it's like, yeah, these are all pretty much top 40. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, is this the direction the music business is going in? Like, recording covers is not a crime, right? Many of us were inspired by different artists, and when we pay tribute to them, I think most of us are, like, very sincere. But the business side of things, like, it could move in that direction in the sense that, think of movies, right? Recent movies, they don't take chances. It's kind of like, let's make a sequel or let's make something with the same storyline from so-and-so or a very similar plotline from this other movie. And very rarely do they take risks on anything else anymore. That's not proven. Of course, the music industry has kind of been that way for a long time as far as the artists that they sign go. Like, unless it's a proven concept, they're not going to work with them. But, I mean, how sad would that be? Like, do you want to be listening to the hits of the 2020s, 2010s, 2000s, and the 90s the rest of your life? Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be much fun, I don't think. I mean, sort of to add insult to injury, like, these are pop songs being covered in a pop genre. Like, there's no change. Maybe there's a little bit of, you know, electronic or atmospheric vocal trance type quality to it. But aside from that, it's the same thing we've heard, just with a female voice. There was one song, I think it happened in recent history, where a song took the hook of I'm Blue Deva Dee Deva Die, which was never a great song to begin with, but whatever. And they're covering that, so I'm sitting here going, you're covering a derivative work, a hook from a song from the 90s that was taken and put into a modern song, which you're now covering. I just thought, like, wow, the level of meta here has reached a new level. And then the most hilarious thing was listening to a rendition of Linkin Park's In the End. She's singing just Chester's parts. In other words, Mike Shinoda's rap is completely absent. And I'm like, this may as well be a karaoke track. Like, this is so cheesy. You forgot to put the rap in, or you just decided it didn't need to go there? Like, you could have vocalized it. You could have come up with some creative way. Instead, you just ignored it completely and only sang Chester's part. It's like, give me a break.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.